In the previous lesson, we have discussed about the definition of superenhancer and their function. Superenhancers are clusters of transcriptional enhancers formed by binding of master transcription factors, are associated with genes that control and define cell identity, are enriched for disease-associated DNA sequence variation, are associated with oncogenes that become active during the process of tumor pathogenesis. Superenhancers were described as a class of regulatory regions with unusually strong enrichment for the binding of transcriptional coactivators, specifically mediator MED1. Superenhancer in mouse embryonic stem cells were defined by the following method: site bound by all three master regulators, OCH4, SOC2, and NANOG, according to ChIP-seq, were considered enhancers. Enhancer within 12.5 kilobase pair of each other were concatenated to define a single entity spanning a genomic region. The sticked enhancer interred and the remaining individual enhancers were then ranked by the total background normalized level of MED1 signal within the genome region. Enrichment for acetylation of lysine 27 in histone 3. Disease-associated SNPs occur in superenhancer of disease-relevant cell, and this occurs more frequently for superenhancer that drive the expression of genes that control and define cell identity, suggesting that altered expression of cell identity genes may often contribute to this disease. This observation also suggests that how SNPs may affect superenhancer to regulate gene identity and the role of SNPs in disease outcome. Another approach for studying enhancer function is the deletion of an enhancer and measure the impact on gene expression. The deletion of an enhancer consists of genome editing by CRISPR-Cas9. Genome editing is an approach to edit, remove, or alter particular location in the genome. CRISPR-Cas9 was adopted from a naturally occurring genome editing system in bacteria. The bacteria capture SNPs of DNA from invaded viruses and use them to create DNA segments known as CRISPR arrays. The CRISPR arrays allow the bacteria to remember the viruses or closely related one. If the virus is attacked again, the bacteria produce RNA segments from the CRISPR arrays to target the virus DNA. The bacteria then use Cas9 or a similar enzyme to cut the DNA apart, which disabled the virus. CRISPR is an acronym for Clustered Regularly Interspersed Short Palindromic Repeat. This name refers to the unique organization of short, partially palindromic repeated DNA sequences found in the genomes of bacteria and other microorganisms. While seemingly innocuous, CRISPR sequences are a crucial component of the immune system of these simple life forms. The immune system is responsible to protect an organism's health and well-being. Just like us, bacterial cells can be invaded by viruses, which are small infection agents. If a viral infection threatens a bacterial cell, the CRISPR immune system can thwart the attack by destroying the genome of the invading virus. The genome of the virus includes genetic material that is necessary for virus to continue replicating. Thus, by destroying the viral genome, the CRISPR immune system protects bacteria from ongoing viral infection. The CRISPR system works to protect bacteria from repeated viral attack by three main steps: adaptation. DNA from an invading virus is processed into short segments that are inserted into the CRISPR sequence as new spacers. Production of CRISPR RNA. CRISPR repeats and spacer in the bacterial DNA undergo transcription, the process of copy DNA into RNA. Unlike the double chain helix structure of DNA, the resulting RNA is a single chain molecule. This RNA chain is cut into short pieces called CRISPR RNA. Step 3. Targeting. CRISPR RNAs guide bacterial molecular machinery to destroy the viral material. Because CRISPR RNA sequences are copied from the viral DNA sequences acquired during adaptation, they are exact match to the viral genome and to serve as an excellent guide. CRISPR RNA derived from CRISPR repeats protospacer and are associated with bacterial genomic regions. TransRNA, transactivating RNA from a structure for Cas9 binding. CRISPR RNA is complementary with DNA target, while transactivating RNA associates Cas9. In the figure A, there is the model in the bacteria, while in figure B there is biomolecular technique where CRISPR RNA and transactivating RNA are linked and is used for manipulation of specific genomic regions. The modification into the Cas9 protein allowed to several genome changes. The CRISPR-Cas9 systems works similarly in the lab. Researchers create a small piece of RNA with a short guide sequence that recognizes a specific target sequence of DNA in a genome. The RNA also associated to the Cas9 enzyme, as in bacteria, the modified RNA is used to recognize the DNA sequence, and the Cas9 enzyme cuts the DNA at the target location. Once the DNA is cut, researchers use the cell's own DNA repair machinery to edit or delete pieces of genetic material or to make changes to the DNA by placing an extended segment with a customized DNA sequence. So, CRISPR system is composed with the endonuclease Cas9 associated with the double RNA guide consists of CRISPR RNA and transactivated RNA to cleave double-strand DNA using HNH and RuvC nuclease domain. Cas9 contains two nuclease domains, an HNH nuclease domain that cleaves the target strands of DNA complementary to the guide RNA, and the RuvC-like nuclease domain that cleaves the non-target strands. Mutating one of the two nuclease domain creates an X-Cas9 that cleaves only one strand of DNA. Two Cas9 can be targeted to adjacent DNA site to cause a double-strand break. Pairs of Cas9 have been used to increase the specificity of Cas9-based genomic editing, as only two adjacent nicking events will generate a DSB. Mutating both nuclease domain generates Cas9, which lacks nuclease activity, but retains its RNA guide DNA binding activity. This allows Cas9 to be fused to other effectors to mediate site-specific genetic and epigenetic regulation without cleaving the target DNA, as well as specific DNA binding for several other applications. Cas9 nuclease associate the guide RNA and bind the structure with specific interaction in a number of domains. REC1 and REC2 domains bind the complementary region of the guide RNA and the guide RNA target heteroduplex upon DNA binding. Mutation to REC2 domain causes a small decrease in Cas9 activity, while mutation in REC1 domain eliminate activity completely. The REC1 domain is likely essential for Cas9 activity because it binds the repeat-anti-repeat duplex. The protospacer adjacent motif PAM interacting domain, RuvC nuclease domain, bind the stem loop on the guide RNA. Overall, the exact process of guide DNA binding by the nuclease is unknown. However, a dramatic conformational change upon binding has been shown to produce an activated Cas9 nuclease capable of binding and cleaving a specific sequence of double-stranded DNA. RNA-guided DNA recognition and cleave strictly required the presence of a PAM sequence. CRISPR-Cas9 system is based on a vector that contains a sequence for RNA guide complement to target genomic regions and a sequence coding for Cas9. In the experiment where is tested the role of single enhancer in the super enhancer, embryonic stem cells were transfected with plasmid and the expression of gene under superenhancer regulation was measured by PCR. In article experiments, each enhancer of superenhancer is deleted and the clone with specific deleted enhancer are tested for gene expression. If we combine the experiments about luciferase assay, OCH4 silencing and genome editing with CRISPR-Cas9 we observe that an answer tree is important for PRDM4 gene expression, and an answer tree is necessary for luciferase activity. OCH4 binds an answer tree. In order to verify that an answer of superenhancer may form chromatin loop, the chromatin immunoprecipitation with a ligated region are tested using Chia PET. In the upper of figure, there are fragments that indicate the long-range interaction. These results are compared with CHIP versus histone acetylated mark in the clone wild type, or clone with deletion of an answer tree. Deletion of an answer tree induced a high signal, induce a reduction of acetylation of lysine 27 in histone 3. Therefore, histone 3 is important from chromatin remodeling. The terminal transcription factor of the Wnt, TGF-beta and LIF signaling pathways, which play essential roles in transcriptional control of the stem cell states, were among the transcription factors whose binding pattern to superenhancer constituents was most similar to that of OCH4, SOC2 and ANOG of superenhancer constituent. The results of transcriptional profiling and gene set analysis enrichment in embryonic stem cell confirm this prediction. Superenhancer associated genes were found enriched among the genes whose express exhibit the most profound changes after pathway stimulation or perturbation. Cancer cells frequently acquire superenhancer at oncogenes, and dysregulation of signal pathways is a hallmark of cancer, leading us to investigate whether these two features may be linked. Colorectal cancer tumorigenesis depends on hyperactivation of the Wnt pathway, and the authors wanted to investigate whether the acquisition of superenhancer provides for TCF binding and Wnt responsiveness at associated genes. The high density of acetylation signal that is characteristic of superenhancer was used to identify superenhancer in normal human colon tissue and in a colorectal cancer cell. Oncogenic associated superenhancer not present in normal colon cells, including those at the c-Myc locus, were found in the colorectal cancer cell line, indicated that they are acquired in the tumor cells. In order to test the role of a single enhancer in the superenhancer in proximity of MYC, the luciferase assay is performed upon Wnt stimulation and after Wnt inhibition. Wnt stimulation induced an increase of luciferase activity, while Wnt inhibition decreased signal. High signal of acetylation lysine 27 in histone 3 is observed in the regions that are identified as superenhancer in the comparison between normal colon tissue and colorectal cell lines. Wnt stimulation induces an upregulation of genes that are associated with superenhancer. The bars indicate the genes linked to superenhancer, and the color scale indicates the expression. Wnt inhibition downregulates the gene associated with superenhancer, as shown. The high density of superenhancer linked to gene near the color blue that mark the low expression of genes. These data represent the basis for therapy, and the authors made a Syros pharmaceutical.